Ukraine's president reacted with silence today to Friday's Supreme Court ruling ordering a repeat of the country's presidential election. The court found last month's vote tainted with fraud. The revote is supposed to take place December 26th. But the Ukrainian parliament today failed to approve the necessary electoral reforms. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more on the day's events from Kiev.
Orange-clad opposition protesters came out in huge numbers today, countless tens of thousands, to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision. It was one of the biggest crowds of the last 2 weeks. But while there was rejoicing in the streets of Kiev, the Supreme Court's harsh indictment of the Ukrainian government obviously came as a shock to the authorities. President Leonid Kuchma did not even comment on the court's ruling, which ordered a new election on December 26 between opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko and the government candidate, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. The decision is a huge blow to Yanukovych and to neighboring Russia, which has insisted the election was fair, despite the conclusions of international observers who saw widespread fraud. Yanukovych's campaign was defiant today. He issued a statement through an aide saying he would run in and win the revote. But for the second day in a row, the prime minister did not appear in public. His aide said only that he was ill, but gave no further explanation. Meanwhile, parliament was bogged down in bickering. In an effort to lessen the chance for controversial presidential elections like the current one, pro-government lawmakers want to overhaul Ukraine's political system to diminish the powers of the president. Instead, parliament is to be given more authority.
Yushchenko! Yushchenko! Yushchenko!
Opposition leader Yushchenko told the demonstrators on Independence Square tonight that he agrees with the need for political reforms. But he demanded the country's election board and voting laws be overhauled first, in time for the December 26th runoff. The elections board is currently stacked with government appointees, and the opposition claims many of them were directly involved in rigging the earlier vote. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.